This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. The combination of living in the desert and the recent drought leads to a lot of thinking here in the Valley about the condition of our water supply. Through the Change of the Course program and other ideas, water policy expert Sandra Postel is working to help restore water to depleted rivers and wetlands, including the Colorado River, which provides water to Arizona and six other states. Postel says momentum is growing for conservation and increasing water efficiency.
You know, we've just come off of a century of building big dams and diversions and, you know, doing what we call water development, bringing water to, you know, to the farms and cities where people are and where farmers are. And that's really helped build the West. I mean, that's been a very positive thing for growing the West. But now we're finding, you know, as we begin to run into limits, you know, hitting limits of the water supply, we're finding that conservation and wiser use of water is much more than just a response to drought. It's really a long-term strategy that can meet our future water needs just as effectively, in fact, more effectively than some of these big engineering projects have done, because they're less dependent on, you know, sort of the distant water supplies that are going to become less reliable, particularly as climate change comes along. So I think conservation and efficiency as a long-term strategy of building water security and water resilience is really, I think, the name of the game.
What are some factors in terms of being more efficient and in terms of conservation that can actually restore water and make it so it isn't just we're counting down and we're hoping against hope that, for example, in Arizona, that we get a better snowpack, which then lets the water run down and replenish? What are some things we can do without relying so much on breaking the drought or dealing with climate change, things that we can actually do, not just individuals, but in terms of a real concerted effort by our leaders in whatever field they may or may not be in?
It's a good question, and there's a lot we can do. That's really, to me, the silver lining in this whole picture, is that we've just barely begun to scratch the surface of the potential of conservation and efficient use and wiser management. And just one, you know, one obvious example is so much of our water use in the West in our homes is used in our landscapes right outside. And in many cases, 50 to 60% of our household water use is water used outdoors. And so there's a lot of potential to put in place more native landscaping, more vegetation that's appropriate to the climate, that doesn't need as much irrigation water. And we can bring household water use way down when we do that. I've been struck by the announcement by the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, last month, you know, stating that, you know, he's issuing a directive to work toward cutting Los Angeles imports of water in half by 2020. And much of that's going to happen by using local water supplies much more effectively, pulling out the stops on conservation, especially outdoor water use, and getting more efficient with that. But then using stormwater more effectively, recharging groundwater with it, capturing it and using it more in place. So these green infrastructure types of solutions are really ways of repairing the urban water cycle that can reduce our need for water imports and use that supply much more efficiently and build resilience at the same time, and frankly, more beautiful cities at the same time. We're seeing cities, not only Los Angeles, but Philadelphia beginning to do this, and a number of other cities realizing there's a lot of, you know, sort of bang for the buck to come from those kinds of solutions.
Sandra, to those of us who live in the Southwest, and especially in the deserts of the Southwest, take water for granted, thinking that, well, it's amazing that the water is even here, so that must be a good sign for all of us.
You know, I think our water suppliers have done a fantastic job. You know, if you think about the West and the way it was a century ago, how much lower population, how fewer farms, and, you know, the West, the water suppliers have done an amazing job taking a fairly limited and you know, obviously finite resource and bringing it to where it's been needed and desired and demanded for food production and growing, you know, major metropolitan areas from Phoenix and L.A. to Las Vegas and Tucson. So this, I think, the hats off, you know, to that strategy. But I think we're starting to see the need for a new day. And, again, our water suppliers are beginning to see this, too, that, you know, that it, we're going to have to sort of make a real mindset shift away from going out and finding water whenever we need more and realizing there's a whole lot more we can do by using what we have.
So, Sandra, tell us about Change the Course.
Well, Change the Course is a new approach to water conservation and restoration, and it's being pioneered by a partnership of three interesting entities. One is National Geographic, and I work with National Geographic as their freshwater fellow. Another is the Bonneville Environmental Foundation, which has pioneered some very interesting water policy tools in the West. And then Participant Media, the film company, which actually has very extensive experience in social action campaigns around these important types of issues. So the three of us are pioneering this model called Change the Course, which works to engage the public in understanding what their own personal water footprint is. Not just the water used at home, but the water that's embedded in our diets and in our use of energy. You know, it takes 13 gallons of water to make a gallon of gasoline. And in the clothes that we wear, you know, the shirt I'm wearing right now probably took 700 gallons of water to make. So raising awareness about the water footprint that each of us has and offering tools for understanding that. But then we ask, you know, make a pledge to do something in your life. And it's not a pledge of money, but a pledge to conserve. And we promise for every pledge that's made that we'll return 1,000 gallons of water to a depleted part of the Colorado River Basin, headwaters all the way down to the Delta. So at this point, we've been able to restore more than 2.8 billion gallons of water, again, from headwater rivers all the way down to the Delta. And a billion of those are in the Delta in Mexico, where a very historic restoration is underway of the habitats of this, what once was really one of the great desert aquatic ecosystems. So it's a fabulous model, and it's working, and we're piloting it in the Colorado River Basin because it's such an important river basin, you know, hugely under stress. And we figured this is a great pilot because it's a river basin every American and many people in the world can relate to. But now we're sort of getting ready as well to see, well, this is what we need to build a new water stewardship campaign for the world. And so we're beginning to think about moving it out and moving it elsewhere so others can get engaged as well.
Water policy expert Sandra Postel. She'll be in Tempe for 3 days beginning on Sunday for a residency at Barrett, the Honors College at ASU.